I invite your attention to the 23rd Psalm. Psalm number 23. And this morning, God willing, I would speak to you on the subject of the very first line in this psalm that reads, Jehovah is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Consider this morning, Jehovah is my shepherd, and consider this morning also the identity of this shepherd. We'll this morning consider only that first line. I want you to look at the shepherd. Then at another time you can look at what the shepherd does for you. But it is of paramount importance that we consider whom and what this shepherd is. A shepherd is one who tends to a flock of sheep. And this is true in both the physical and in the spiritual realms. And in this spiritual realm, Jehovah's people are His sheep. Jehovah has a flock, and His flock is comprised of all His people. His people are His sheep. He identifies them as my people and my flock, the flock of my pasture. Ezekiel 34, verses 30 and 31. They acknowledge to Him that the sheep of your pasture comprise your congregation, which you purchased from of old. That is, from everlasting and eternity in Psalm 74. Every member of Jehovah's church is a sheep in His fold and pasture. And every one of His sheep will confess to Him that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Psalm 79, verse 13. We, His sheep, confess to all that we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. And each of these sheep will boast of their shepherd in this psalm when we say, Jehovah is my shepherd. Now, before we look at this psalm, I want you to consider that this sheep, which is every one of the Lord's people, and I hope that this is your psalm also. I hope that you know that Jehovah is your shepherd. I hope that you can read this psalm, even quote it, and that you can say, this is my psalm. I am one of His sheep, and Jehovah is my shepherd. But as you look at this psalm, I want you to notice that the sheep speaks in two different directions. First of all, and you'll notice that when we read the psalm, that the sheep in verses 1 through 3 speaks to people around him. He says, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is as though the sheep is perhaps talking across the fence to some of the devil's goats and says, let's compare shepherds. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He, notice, the sheep is talking to others around him. My shepherd makes me do this. My shepherd does this. And then if you'll notice in verse number 4, that the direction of the conversation changes because the sheep now takes his eyes away from those around him. And he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The sheep is now looking to the shepherd and speaks to the shepherd. And then at the very end of the psalm, it is as though the sheep talks to the shepherd and talks to everyone around him and says, and because Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. This sheep makes his boast in the Lord, in Jehovah his shepherd, to everyone around him. And to his shepherd as well, to all who will listen, we declare to you that Jehovah is my shepherd. Now, who is the shepherd? You'll notice in your English text that the word Lord is in all uppercase letters. And any time in your English text, your King James versions, when you find that the word Lord or God is in all uppercase letters, that is God's name par excellence. That is God's covenant name. That is the name by which God is known to His people. It is the name Jehovah. The Jews would not pronounce the name. That's why that it appeared as the word Lord. But when you find the word Lord or God in all uppercase letters, that's His name, Jehovah. It is His foremost name. It is His name in His relationship to His people and to the people of His covenant. Here we find that Jehovah is my shepherd, and I will say to you that Jehovah is my shepherd in the person of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jesus. The psalmist is declaring Jesus Christ, who is Jehovah, is my shepherd. Now, I'm going to show this to you in various texts of Scripture. Locate, first of all, the 34th chapter of Ezekiel's prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 34. And here I want you to see that Jesus Christ alone fulfilled the prophecy of Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16. And in this prophecy, listen carefully, Jehovah promised that He, Jehovah, would come. Jehovah said, I will come and be the shepherd of my people. This is Jehovah speaking, if you will. In Ezekiel 34, verses 11 and 12. Now note carefully. You read right along with me. For thus says the Lord God. Do you see the word God in all uppercase letters? That is God's name, Jehovah. And the name here is Adonai Jehovah. For thus says Adonai Jehovah. Indeed, I myself. This is Jehovah speaking. I, Jehovah. I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. And as a shepherd seeks out his flock, on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so I, Jehovah, will seek out my sheep and deliver them out from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day, and they were scattered by false religion. False shepherds scattered his sheep, and Jehovah says, I myself will come and do what none else would do. I will search my sheep. I will find my sheep. I will feed them. Oh, pardon me. I will bring them, verse 13, out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And I, Jehovah, will bring them to their own land. I, Jehovah, will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I, Jehovah, will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. And there they shall lie down in a good fold, and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I, Jehovah, will feed my flock, and I, Jehovah, will make them lie down, says Adonai Jehovah. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. Now listen, folks, this is Jehovah saying, speaking this. He Himself declared, I Myself will do this. This is Jehovah speaking. And no one but Jehovah would do this. And I would remind you that Jesus Christ declared the very same thing. He said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost, Matthew 8:10-11. He told the parable of doing so in the parable of the lost sheep. He says, my sheep was scattered and I went looking for my sheep. I looked here and there in the wilderness and on the mountains. I sought my sheep. He sought every one of His lost sheep and brought them back to the fold. Jesus Christ declared, I did everything Jehovah said He would do in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel's prophecy. We find many examples of Him healing His sheep and strengthening His sheep. Now notice carefully, Jehovah says, I Myself will do this. And when Jesus Christ came, He says, I fulfilled the prophecy. I did it. I did it. I did what Jehovah said He would do and what none can do but Jehovah Himself. Now drop down to verse 23. Now listen to me very carefully. In verses 11 through 16, Jehovah said, I Myself will do this. Now Jehovah says, someone else will do what I just said I will do. Now listen to me carefully. Listen to God's Word. Alright? Jehovah speaks in verse 23. Jehovah has just said, I will be their shepherd. I will be their only shepherd. Now He says, I will establish one shepherd over them, my servant David. Jehovah, I thought You said that You would be their shepherd. That's what I said. And I will establish one shepherd over them. And Jehovah, if You establish a shepherd, this is a separate person than You. That's right. I will be the only shepherd of My people, and I will establish one Jehovah. Listen, listen. Don't question. This is what I'm telling you, Jehovah would say. I will establish one shepherd over them, My servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord Jehovah, I will be their God. And My servant David, a prince among them. And I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken. Verse 30. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord Jehovah, their God, am with them, and they, the house of Israel, are My people, says the Lord God, Adonai Jehovah. You are My flock, the flock of My pastor. You are men, and I am your God, and My servant David is your shepherd. Jehovah, I thought You said You were the shepherd. That's what I said. And I'm telling you that My servant is My shepherd over My people. There is no contradiction. No contradiction at all. Jesus Christ is both Jehovah the shepherd and the shepherd sent from Jehovah, and there is no contradiction. Absolutely none. Listen, folks, you don't think God would contradict Himself in the very same chapter, do you? You don't think He's that absent-minded, do you? You don't think that He would prophesy something and then contradict Himself in the very next breath, do you? No, no, no. He meant exactly what He said. Who is the shepherd of Israel? Jehovah Jesus. Jesus who is Jehovah, and Jesus who came from Jehovah, and there is no contradiction. Just believe what it says, okay? Just believe what it says. Number 3. Jesus Christ alone fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 40 verses 9 through 11. So locate that passage. Isaiah chapter 40 verses 9 through 11. And in this prophecy, Jehovah promised that He would be beheld, that Jesus Christ would be beheld as God by His sheep when He came to and for them. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9. O Zion, that's the church. You who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, again, that's the church. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. And say to the cities of Judah, watch this carefully now. Behold, your God. Point to Jesus Christ and say, behold your God. Don't be afraid to do so. Get up into the mountain where everyone can hear you. Lift up your voice with strength and declare to everybody, behold your God, as you point to Jesus Christ. Behold, verse 10. The Lord God Adonai Jehovah shall come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Now behold Him. Here He comes. Here He comes. Our shepherd, look at that. Little lamb, can't walk. Don't worry. The shepherd picks him up. Puts the little lamb in his bosom. Looks back at the mother and says, I'll take care of your little one until you're able to. Now you just follow me. And there he is. Our shepherd, Jesus Christ, picking up little lambs, putting them to his bosom, carrying them until they can walk, and leading their mother and their father. And I say to you, look to Him and behold your God. Behold your God. Jesus Christ calls His sheep to look to Christ their shepherd and behold your God. Behold Christ as the mighty God and the eternal Father, Isaiah 9 verse 6. Behold Christ as God manifested in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. Behold Christ as Emmanuel, God with us, Matthew 1:23. Behold Christ and confess that in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2 verse 9. Behold Christ declaring that he who has seen me has seen the Father, John chapter 14 verse 9. Behold Christ and exclaim with Thomas, my Lord and my God. Behold your God. There He is. That's Jehovah, my shepherd. Behold Him. You're in the prophecy of Isaiah. Go to the 25th chapter. Isaiah's chapter, a prophecy chapter 25. Because I want you to look to Christ and obey Jehovah's command to behold your God. Now, look at Him. Christ comes. Now, look to Christ. I'm going to say to you, behold your God. When you see Christ, listen carefully. Behold your God. He said He would come as a shepherd. And here's what I want you to say. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. And in that day they shall say, behold! This is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord Jehovah. We have waited for Him, and we will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Now I'm saying to you, look to Christ and behold your God. And I hope you can say, yes, this is our God. We have waited for Him to come and be the shepherd of His people. Locate in your Bible Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Here's my fourth point. that Jesus Christ alone fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 13, verse 7. And in this prophecy, Jehovah declared that the shepherd of His flock is the God-man. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Jehovah says, "My shepherd is the man who is my companion or my fellow," says Jehovah. Jehovah says, "My shepherd is the man who is my companion." And Jesus Christ, in Matthew 26, verses 31 and 57, declared Himself, "This speaks of me. I fulfilled this prophecy." When Jehovah speaks of my shepherd, He speaks of a shepherd who comes from Him. A person distinct from Jehovah. He comes from me. When Jehovah speaks of His shepherd as being the man, He speaks of the human nature of His shepherd. Notice, my shepherd comes from me. He is the man. That's His human nature. I suppose no one will question, virtually no one in the world will question the human nature of Jesus Christ. They all admit He's a man. But Jehovah says, no, He's more than that. He is the man, but He's more than that. Jehovah says He is my companion. He says He is my fellow. When He does, Jehovah says He's my equal. My equal. That's the divine nature of our shepherd. The Holy Spirit speaks of Jesus Christ as being in the form of God and equal with God. Philippians 2, verse 6. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, spoke of Himself as Jehovah's companion and as being equal with Him when He declared that I and my Father are one. Notice, two persons. I and my Father are one in the divine essence and in the divine substance. I and my Father are equals and we are one. Now they who were there that day, they knew what He meant. You'll hear people around you and they'll say, "Well, He only means that they're in agreement." No, He meant much more than that. He meant that they were of the same mind and opinion. No, He meant much more than that. Because when He uttered these words, those who heard Him and understood what He said, they prepared to stone Him to death for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. That's what they said. On another occasion, the Jews sought all the more to kill Him because He said that God was His Father, I and my Father. When He said God was His Father, they said, "You make yourself equal with God." And Jesus did not contradict them. He said, no, you misunderstood me. No, I didn't mean that. He didn't do that. He said, "You heard me right. I and my Father are one. I came from the Father, and I am one with the Father." Now, wicked men today will deny that Jesus Christ is Jehovah. They may even call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses and deny that Jesus is Jehovah. But I'm going to say to you that every true witness of Jehovah will declare to you what I'm telling you. That He and His Father, two separate persons, but one in the divine essence and in the divine substance. I and my Father are one. And Jehovah says, "He's my shepherd. I sent Him. He's the man, and He's my companion." And Jesus Christ fulfilled it. Now locate John chapter 10. Jesus Christ identifies himself as the only shepherd of Jehovah's sheep. The only shepherd. When Jehovah's sheep say, Jehovah is my shepherd, we are declaring we have only one shepherd. It is Jehovah, and it is Jesus Christ, because he declared, I'm the only shepherd. The only shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 14. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The word good here means ideal. The perfect. I am what a shepherd ought to be. I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep. Lord, Jehovah has probably a few million sheep. Yes, sir, and I know every single solitary one of them and every hair on their heads. I know them. And am known by my own. Now let me ask you something. Do you know Jesus Christ as your shepherd? Because he says, I know my sheep, and my sheep know their shepherd. If you're one of Jesus Christ's sheep, you know him as your shepherd. And if you know Jesus Christ as your shepherd, you can say, Jehovah is my shepherd. In verse 15, he says, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. He says in verse 16, and the other sheep which I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now let me explain to you what he means. He looks around him and he's got some sheep. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, the 12. He's got some other sheep as well. They're following him around. And then he looks to those sheep and he says, now I have some other sheep. Now Lord, where are they? Well, they will not be around for another 2,000 years. But some of them are in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And I must go looking for them also. Other sheep I have, not of this fold. But they will be when I find them. I'm going to find my sheep. And down through the centuries, Jesus Christ, through His ministers and His Spirit, has been going into all the world. Because remember, Jehovah said, I will gather my sheep from all the nations. And here go the under-shepherds of the great shepherd. And they go into this place, Boonville, Yadkinville, Winston-Salem, Lexington, Charlotte, St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Here they go. What are they doing? They're looking for lost sheep. That's what they're doing. And they're declaring the shepherd. And as they declare the sheep hear the shepherd calling them. And here they come. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd, because our Lord has only one fold. Now granted, some of His sheep are in North Wilkesboro, and some of them are in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Some of them are in this place and that. But there will be one fold and one shepherd. And Jesus Christ is that good shepherd. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You will follow Jesus if Jehovah is your shepherd. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. People will tell you, yeah, but you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. You can lose your salvation and perish. Please, let me introduce you to my shepherd, because yours is not very good, is he? Can't keep the sheep? Can't give you eternal life? Oh, come on, you don't have the shepherd. You've got a goat herd. And you're a goat. Sheep have a shepherd, and they have eternal life, because their shepherd is their life. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Here he says it, folks. My sheep are in my hand, and I am in the Father. And my sheep are in my Father's hand. and none can pluck them out, and I and my Father are one. I feel secure. I really do. I feel secure. Jehovah Jesus is my shepherd. All right. One more. Jehovah's sheep confess Jesus Christ as their shepherd. Same text, John 10. Jesus Christ speaks of us, His sheep, when He says, I am known by my own. It does not surprise me that others do not know the Lord, but they whom the Lord knows will know Him. I am known by my own. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me. They know my voice. They follow me, and they will not follow a false shepherd. I've seen many people who claim to be following the Lord, and over the years, now I find them following somebody else. You've undoubtedly seen a number of these as well. We both have lived long enough to have seen that many of those we walked with in time past have, we thought we're following the voice of the shepherd, and lo and behold, they heard another voice, someone else, and now they follow him. The Lord's sheep will not follow the voice of a stranger. All goats may try. They may try for a while. And after a while, they've got to go foraging somewhere else. Sheep never forage. Sheep always graze. They graze where the shepherd puts them. We confess Jesus Christ as the shepherd of our souls. 1 Peter 2:25. He supplies and provides for the needs of not only our physical body, but also our spiritual being. We confess Jesus Christ as that great shepherd of the sheep, through whom the God of peace will make us complete in every good work to do His will. Hebrews 13:20-21. We confess Jesus Christ as the chief shepherd, because there is no shepherd over Him. 1 Peter 5:4. And we confess Jesus Christ when we declare, Jehovah is my shepherd. Now, have you done so? Do you know Jesus Christ as your shepherd? Have you heard His voice? Has He called you? If He did, you'll follow. You're going to find some other people calling you. Goat herds, people who keep goats in false religion. They're all around you. They're all around us everywhere that we are. They'll be calling you too. But the Lord's sheep will hear His voice, and they'll say, no, I'll follow Him. I trust in Him. I believe in Him. Jehovah Jesus is my shepherd. Is He yours?